The warning signs appeared in quiet posts that spread across chat groups in early January of 2018. At first, they sounded routine. People complained about a delay in withdrawals or a dashboard number jumping strangely. Then the tone shifted. Screenshots showed identical daily returns across thousands of accounts. Others noticed that the token price on the public exchange flickered at odd intervals. It was enough to pull nervous users away from the hype videos that once fueled the system. Many had trusted the promise of daily interest. Some had invited relatives. A few had taken out loans. They believed a trading bot generated the profits. They believed the risks were limited. They believed the company's leaders would explain everything. When regulators issued official warnings, that calm began to break. The returns no longer made sense. The balance pages no longer felt secure. In the hours before the platform's first public tremors, thousands of investors refreshed their screens and waited for answers that would never arrive. Chapter 1, The Promise. Early on a winter morning in 2018, the token price shook hard enough to draw immediate attention. It happened fast. A few people felt their stomachs drop as bright green values on their dashboards switched to yellow. Others saw threads appear on chat groups with short messages about early problems. The tension rose before sunrise. Only a year earlier, BitConnect had pushed its way into the world with a loud pitch. It promoted itself as a lending platform that produced a fixed daily return. That message caught fire among people who believed they had missed early cryptocurrency gains. They wanted a second chance. The company fed that desire and made ambitious promises. Public events soon became part of the culture. Promoters talked on stages about financial freedom and urged new participants to reinvest their earnings. They repeated the idea that compound growth was the fastest path to wealth. Many cheered and took videos. The online momentum made the platform appear larger than it was. What set BitConnect apart was the claim behind the profits. Leaders insisted that a secret automated trading bot powered everything. They said the bot calculated market swings and captured gains at every turn. They said the system worked constantly and never tired. No one outside the company ever saw the bot. That did not stop people from believing it existed. Early investors talked excitedly about what they saw in their accounts. The dashboard balances rose each day. People watched the numbers increase and told themselves they had found something stable. They showed screenshots to friends. The story spread quickly across families, college groups, church circles, and online communities. Trouble surfaced when the first regulator advisories arrived. Texas issued a warning. North Carolina followed. These notices questioned the platform's structure and the nature of its promised returns. They did not shut the platform down, but they planted doubt. Some investors ignored them. Others tried to understand the new risk. Small investors began to feel nervous. They did not have access to private meetings or inside conversations. They relied on public posts and chat groups to understand what was happening. When fear spread through those channels, it carried weight. More people started reviewing their dashboards with a cold sense of worry. The question kept surfacing: was the trading bot real? If it was real, why were the returns identical across so many accounts? If it was not real, how were the profits created? Those doubts clashed with the hope that had pulled so many into the platform. By midday, user tension had grown into a near constant pulse. The early price tremors held investors in a state of suspended disbelief. They wanted reassurance from the platform's leaders. They wanted proof that the system was solid. The silence made the fear stronger. The chapter closes here at the moment the community feels the first collective shift. They do not have answers yet. They only have the question that will shape everything ahead. Chapter 2, Fracture Lines. The fear that spread through the community did not fade. It settled into every conversation. People who once bragged about their returns now watched their screens with tight expressions. The excitement around the platform was gone. A hard awareness took its place. Victim profiles began to surface in real conversations. Many of them were small investors who had put in modest amounts and reinvested every day. Others were retirees who hoped the daily interest would support them. Some were students who pooled money to reach the minimum lending tier. A few were overseas communities that trusted one leader who vouched for the platform. each group believed the system had their best interests in mind. Each group now felt the growing weight of confusion. Influencers tried to hold the narrative together. They posted videos encouraging people to stay calm. They dismissed warnings as common attacks on new technology. They repeated the idea that volatility meant nothing as long as people reinvested. Some defended the platform by pointing to their own dashboards. They insisted everything would return to normal. Their confidence felt forced. The token began to move in sharp swings. The price jumped up and down within minutes. Investors who tried to withdraw found the process slower than expected. Some waited hours for a confirmation. Others saw their requests freeze. These delays pushed more people to seek answers from support. The support system strained under the pressure. Tickets piled up. People received short messages asking for patience. Others were told their issues were being reviewed. Many waited without any response. Panic grew louder as more people shared screenshots of frozen withdrawals. Independent analysts entered the conversation. They examined the platform's public statements and daily return patterns. Their reports showed that the profits were mathematically impossible. They showed that the returns were identical on too many accounts. They explained that real trading never produced perfect consistency. These insights spread fast across social media. They fueled the doubts that had already taken root. Inside chat groups, the tone changed again. People no longer asked if something was wrong. They asked when the problem would reveal itself. They argued over whether to withdraw immediately. They questioned their earlier decisions. They felt betrayed by the promise of stability. The platform responded by announcing maintenance windows. These announcements explained that upgrades were underway. People were told the system would run more smoothly once the work ended. During these windows, dashboards froze. They showed the same numbers for hours at a time. Users stared at the still pages and felt the pressure grow. The maintenance windows did not calm the community. Instead, they raised new fears. People wondered why the company needed to take the system offline during a moment of public worry. They wondered why their returns continued even when the dashboard appeared frozen. They wondered how the trading bot could function during downtime. None of the explanations felt complete. As these concerns built, regulators increased their actions. They issued additional notices. They reminded the public that the platform's structure raised serious legal and financial questions. These notices served as official warnings. They signaled that time was running out for the company. Investors, who once believed in the long-term future of the platform, now doubted everything. They searched for clarity in message threads that grew more chaotic by the hour. They watched as new users begged for help withdrawing funds. They saw early supporters fall silent. The sense of stability that defined the early months faded entirely. The question shifted from whether the system could recover to how long it could avoid collapse. People sensed the tension inside the company. They saw signs of strain everywhere. They waited for the part that no one wanted to face. The chapter ends at the height of uncertainty. The platform is still running, but the cracks are visible. The community holds its breath as the pressure reaches its peak. The next move will decide everything. Chapter 3, The Vanishing Act. The announcement arrived without warning. On a quiet morning in mid-January of 2018, BitConnect posted a notice that the lending platform would shut down. The message appeared at the top of the dashboard. It explained that outside pressures made it impossible to continue. Investors stared at the words for long moments. Many did not believe what they were reading. The token price collapsed within hours. It fell from triple digits to a small fraction of its value. People refreshed their screens repeatedly. They watched the numbers lower each time. They had no control over the fall. Some cried. Others sat still and tried to understand what had happened. The dashboards changed quickly. Borrowed funds and promised interest disappeared. Balances that once looked steady dropped to almost nothing. Daily profit charts vanished. Reinvestment options were removed. The pages that once represented hope now showed the full scale of the loss. Investigators began tracing funds. They reviewed blockchain activity and followed the paths of large transfers. They noted where money flowed and where it stopped. They documented wallets linked to company accounts. They studied transactions made near the shutdown. Each trace added clarity. None of it brought comfort to the investors, who waited for answers. The global fallout spread fast. Online communities split apart. Some people defended the platform for a short time and blamed the shutdown on government interference. Most accepted that the promised profits had never existed. The collapse broke families who had pooled money. It damaged friendships that had grown around shared trust. It forced thousands to confront the reality of financial ruin. Lawsuits appeared across different regions. Plaintiffs stated that they were misled by the promise of fixed daily returns. They argued that the company presented the trading bot as a real system. They said they relied on the daily numbers printed on their dashboards. They said they would never have invested without those claims. Public discussions grew louder. Analysts explained that the trading bot never existed. They repeated that real market strategies did not produce identical daily returns. They pointed to the warnings issued before the shutdown. They highlighted how the system showed signs of strain for weeks. Their explanations confirmed what many already suspected. In the aftermath, investors shared their stories. Some had used savings that took decades to build. Others had taken out loans they could not repay. A few had convinced relatives to join. They all described the same pattern. They trusted the idea of guaranteed returns. They believed the dashboard showed real profits. They felt blindsided by the speed of the collapse. Authorities said the case represented a clear lesson. They encouraged people to question any platform that promised stable, high daily interest. They reminded the public that real trading followed unpredictable patterns. They called for stronger awareness in the cryptocurrency space. They urged caution when dealing with closed systems that refused to reveal how profits were generated. Communities that once promoted the platform shifted their focus. They worked to understand how the collapse happened. They examined their own assumptions. They learned to look for warning signs in future opportunities. Some created groups focused on financial education. Others walked away from the space entirely. The emotional cost remained high. Many people carried a sense of shame. They struggled to explain their decisions to loved ones. They questioned their own judgment. They replayed the early days when the platform looked promising. They wondered how they had missed the signs. The economic impact spread across regions and households. Some investors needed years to recover. Others never regained what they lost. The collapse became a permanent part of their financial history. It shaped how they approached risk. It changed how they understood trust. As the dust settled, one truth stood clear. The guaranteed profits had never existed. The trading bot was never shown. The system depended on new deposits. The moment confidence faded, the structure fell apart. Every investor felt the weight of that realization. The story closed with a lingering question. How could so many intelligent people believe in a system that refused to show its inner workings? Investigators had their answers. Courts had their filings. Regulators had their warnings. The people who lost money carried a deeper question. They wanted to know how to avoid a future built on the same kind of promise. The chapter ends with the community facing the full cost of the collapse. They are left with the truth revealed in plain view. The daily returns were never real. The stability was a myth. The fall was inevitable. What remains is the challenge of rebuilding trust in a world shaped by risk.